This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Confidant of Roger Stone, also formerly his lawyer, but not in this case. He's meeting with Roger, and they're talking, and he'll be with us, should be with us next segment. I'm taking your phone calls right now. You know, I really love Trump, and I like the fact he's there instead of Hillary. And I'm going to take a few calls now, but I'm going to briefly, at the start of the next segment, have a message for President Trump, because I know what Trump's doing, I know what he's being told, and I know the calculus that's going on in his brain about Roger Stone. And this is a lot bigger than Roger Stone, obviously. And that calculus is not good. Roger Stone is not a fart in church that we just try to pretend didn't happen. Trump needs to run towards this and pardon Stone and point out how it's all fiasco, just like the fake impeachment. He had a press conference, and we went and checked. Reportedly, he didn't talk about Stone. And just like he doesn't talk about Julian Assange anymore, after he told Julian Assange to release the info. And that's a lack of loyalty. And it's not good. You know, we've been right about everything we told Trump. All the moles, everything. And, you know, instead he just brings in all those candy asses. Because everybody's trying to play it safe. Well, playing it safe got us where we are. Not playing it safe got Trump elected. And he's the key player that's got the political power and right to stop all this. And leaving us twisting out in the wind is not good. I'm going to stop right there. Who should we go to first here? Let's talk to Chris in Tennessee. Go ahead, Chris. You're on the air.
How's it going, Alex?
Man, I am fired up and just in war mode.
I hear you. I'm a little saddened about what's going on. I'm thinking, at a certain point, when do we admit that Trump isn't a white hat? I mean, he still hadn't pardoned Assange. The indictments haven't come. And what you said, you hit the nail on the head earlier, I think. Like, would it be smarter for the globalists to just have Hillary in, or would it be smarter for them to have Trump in and just act like he's on our side?
Well, I don't think that, but we have to start introducing that idea because I think he's just surrounded by the swamp. He listens to advisors. Oh, don't say much about Roger because, you know, he's been convicted. That ties you to stuff during the impeachment. Oh, give me a break. The whole thing is a fraud. Everybody knows it. Call it. And all their attempts to say, don't talk about whistleblower names, don't talk about jurors, all of that is just pure mafia tactics. He was just talking about in the press conference, so talk about Roger. And it's just a sign of what's going on. He's done a lot of stuff like saying America's good and it's good to have borders that the globalists don't like. I mean, Trump has good instincts in many ways, and I don't think he's a bad guy. But you heard Pachinik, and they've done an assessment of him. Pachinik's smart. Trump is not a wimp, but He's not as, you know, tough as he says he is. When it comes,
he's
to
easily manipulated. It seems like maybe. I mean, Trump's done great stuff like pull us out of the TPP,
trying to end these wars. Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Yeah, but it comes to a certain point where it's like you say, he hasn't stopped the censorship. He hasn't. He still hadn't pardoned Assange. Even though
look, Giuliani stood up for him and went after the deep state, and they're trying to indict him. I guess he'll just, now talking about just cutting Giuliani loose. Give me a break.
Well, don't you think Giuliani is kind of shady? He was probably involved in covering up 9/11 when he was mayor.
Oh, there's no doubt that he knew about bigger stuff and went along with that. I'm talking about the season we're in now. And yeah, but Giuliani, is a smart guy. He's corrupt. I don't think he's out to get America. And I think that's the issue. And they sold to them, okay, we let this happen on 9/11 to get organized and stop the Islamic invasion. It really wasn't. That really wasn't why they let that happen. But you're absolutely right. God bless you, Chris. Boy, I'm crazed mode right now. We're going to talk to a bunch of other callers. Tom Johnny and Kale and Jeff and Jeff and Steve and Danny and Tyler and Wild. We want all your calls. And Tyler Nixon, Roger Stone's confidant, who's with him right now, is going to be joining us on the other side. If Roger talks to us, he goes to prison. InfoWars Life has done it again with undoubtedly our biggest breakthrough yet, Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste. This is proprietary. This is with the top lab in the country, and it is incredibly high quality. This is the best toothpaste you're going to find. It's called whitening toothpaste, but really it knocks out the bacteria, it recalcifies the teeth, it does so many things on so many fronts. These beautiful tubes of Super Silver toothpaste are available at an introductory price of 25% off out of the gates. It's as low as we can go, and they're going to sell out very, very quickly. Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste is going to be a hit. I'm very, very proud of it. I want to thank my father, a retired dentist, for spearheading this the last 2 years and developing it. It's 25% off out of the gates. That's as low as we can go because it's very, very expensive to produce. Get yours today at InfoWarsLife.com.
And Instagram banned conspiracy theorist Alex Jones.
I am now completely banned.
Now, InfoWars, of course, is that web show and website led by rageaholic Alex Jones.
I want them shut down. I want them silenced. I want them muted. I think they are horrible for our society.
These people aren't terrifying or anything.
But there's also guys on CNN that spend their whole day calling Facebook and saying, can you ban this person?
These are very extreme individuals, and no matter what anyone tells you, they are extremists, and that's why Facebook decided to get rid of them. Basically, they've deemed these individuals to be dangerous, is what Facebook is saying. Those individuals include people like right-wing conspiracy theorist Alex Jones.
Organizations like Media Matters have pointed out consistently how Alex Jones and other InfoWars pages had just simply circumvented any ban by starting a different account or going on Instagram.
If you don't like someone on Facebook, don't follow them. It's not that hard to figure out.
Facebook, are you going to do something about the liberals who call me the N-word? No, because big tech is only interested in going after conservatives. You know, the really dangerous ones.
Dangerous as in saying things that Mark Zuckerberg doesn't like.
President Trump retweeted Paul Joseph Watson twice and a brief video by InfoWars' Billy Weaver. Social media's hall monitor, Frank Stelter, was not very happy about it.
He is promoting the same alternative universe as InfoWars.
Back to your point, though, about the InfoWars presidency, I want to know, and I tweeted this the other day, what is the difference at this point between Trump's Twitter feed and InfoWars.com?
InfoWars content is useful to him. InfoWars personalities align with him.
I want them shut down. I want them silenced. I want them muted. I think they are horrible for our society.
I want them shut down. I want them silenced. I want them muted.
Don't worry. These people aren't terrifying or anything.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
Gentlemen, let me explain something to the deep state and to the establishment. The deep state gets so scared of deep fakes, where you can take video and fake it. I mean, hell, Hollywood's been doing that for decades. And Running Man, written by Stephen King, turned into a movie. The government can show one person that really killed somebody, but then put somebody else's face on it with computers. It's set in the future. I think it's even set in like 2020 or something, but that's how crazy all this is. This morning, I'm working out, and my workout partner goes, look at this funny video that your son, Rex, tweeted. And as soon as I saw the video, I called Rex up this morning. He's 17, about to finish high school. And I said, you said that I sent you this video. And he said, oh, I just did that as a joke. And I said, well, okay, somebody's taking a blue screen of me. That's footage that I shot a while back to send to Carpe Donctum. I've talked about this on air so he can make some memes. We did a lot of the funny things I've done on air over the years so he could put my head and body on different things. And then I guess somebody in the process has sent out this green screen video trying to track down Now, I'm told I'll be in court over this for corrupting minors. Now, remember, ABC News showed a guy that looks a little bit like me when a kid hits him, pushed the kid down. They took me off YouTube. One of the reasons was beating up a child. It was all over Forbes, AP, Jones beats up child. Was it me? Never did it. It was all over ABC News. Not me. But see, and my son this morning, he thought I was kind of being a jerk. He goes, come on, Dad. I'm 17. It's a joke. Somebody sent it to me. Everybody loves it. And it's just some, I guess, looks like from the 90s rap video or something. And I literally, the courts and people, I've got to do affidavits and stuff now this afternoon, don't understand green screen. And it's the same thing. Imagine at the higher levels, these courts. When federal prosecutors come in and tell them Jones is threatening to overthrow the government and armies are going to attack D.C. and you've got to arrest him and Roger Stone and put him in jail, they want insurrection. And these judges are like, they did that on the internetsies? And I've literally been in court before with some judges that are pretty smart, you know, and, I mean, you know, just not savvy about the internet, going, I've been on the stand, they've gone, what's a meme? And what's a gay frog? I had a family court thing a couple years ago, and I'm like, a meme's just something funny. It's you could have, like, a newspaper, you know, picture a newspaper and draw a mustache on somebody. And it's funny, it's a meme. It's just you take something and then you put something on it, and it's like cave drawings. And it's in the news. Jones babbles about cave drawings. I mean, it's like, it's insane, ladies and gentlemen, but that's the level of scrutiny. We have a Grim Reaper on here to ask it what happened to Epstein as a joke. That turns into threatening jurors. Has nothing to do with this, with Roger Stone. I get asked by Carpe Donctum, and he didn't even put out this video, to shoot some green screen. And I have talked about dumping out raw green screens. People can use it. I guess that's what's happened. I'm trying to find out right now. And then somebody puts this to it. And then people think I'm dancing with women, shaking their butts, and that I really did this with my son. So I'm getting questions like, did your son shoot the video? And I'll be in court sitting there going, no, I did not shoot the video. No. And they're like, well, what? How are the women behind you? How does a weatherman walk up there and there's a map of the United States? It's a freaking projection. I mean, I didn't used to think I was smart. I know what it is. I'm just a moron, and the rest of the public, like, have lobotomies or something. But that's where all of this goes in this country. So the establishment doesn't even know what's going on. They have no idea. They're talking about singularities and all this power and all this control and how they're going to do this and that. And they have no, they don't even know anything. During the break, I'm explaining how I'm going to have to explain in court. And I said, what if I was in the street with a bunch of women shaking their butts? They're not naked. Well, it's just not good for kids to have, you know, to be out with their dad with the women. It's like some 1990s video someone put behind me. And they won't understand it. No one does. Civilization's over, man. I don't even know what to do anymore. They're on the news saying it's illegal to say who the damn whistleblower is when it's not. And then it's like, don't talk about it. You might piss the system off when you talk about how dumb they are. And the system's not dumb. They're just busy and ignorant and focused on their own little speciality. But the public is, I don't know what planet they're on. So here is the footage that I wasn't going to play. They showed me this morning. But I assure you, I was not out in the streets in the 1990s with women behind me shaking their butts. Carpe Donctum wanted me to do some of the funny things I've said over the years. And I have sung to this song before, I think, once. And that's it. So they put me over it. It's my crime. I'll probably go to federal prison for it. Here it is.
Booty, 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 booty everywhere. Rocket everywhere. Rocket everywhere. I know this is booty. From the Hoosier Dot TV. The Players Club. For a month or two. I forget all the songs. Oh, yeah.
And they go, next, do move, bitch. Move, bitch. Get out the way. Get out the way, bitch. Move out the way. Next, they'll have video behind me. And go, I mean, oh, my God. I apologize to callers. We're still waiting on Tyler Nixon to get on. I'll go to your calls. I swear I'm going to shut up when we come back. I'm not even complaining. I just don't know what to do at this point. I don't know what to do at this point. I mean, you can have the lawyer for the whistleblower saying, I like to represent pedophiles and get them national security clearances, and saying, I like to go to Disney World and water parks by myself and takes pictures with little kids behind him. And he goes, I admire little girls on his YouTube page. And says he likes Jeffrey Epstein after he's arrested and says he'd love to be associated with him. He says, I want to be associated with Jeffrey Epstein. I don't think it's a problem. But, oh, he's the good guy, though. But the Internet has green screen of me. I was in court once. They were asking me what TikTok is. And I'm just like, you know. Like, was your child really in Spain flying in a helicopter? I'm like, no, it puts clips together. You will swear under oath they're not in helicopters in Spain. I'm like, no, they're not in helicopters in Spain. It's a clip. It's TikTok. It moves clips together. I just, you can't help them. It's all over. It's all over, people. Collapse of civilization. Total mental retardation everywhere.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Texas active duty police officer, his view on the Democrats weaponizing the judicial system, and in all the years of our history, nothing like this has ever happened. That's all confirmed. Not the fake impeachment, not what's happened to Roger Stone, where they packed juries with Obama and Clinton officials. I mean, it's just unprecedented. What's your view on this, sir? Thanks for holding.
Yes, sir. First of all, thanks for taking my call, and prayers for Roger Stone and blessings on InfoWars, because y'all are the only one telling the truth to anybody. Just want everybody to know that. Real simple. I know we all want to do things. Like I said, I am active duty law officer. But as God says, there's a time for everything. And we've been legal and lawful. And look what it's got us. God put Trump in to give us a second chance. Has he done good things? Yes. But he has allowed people like Roger Stone and WikiLeaks and everything else to go on for us to have our hands tied behind our backs while we think we're in a fight. Well, we're losing. And it's time to get hardcore, and it's time to get extreme, because we're losing our country. I'm predicting Trump will be impeached, because look what they've done. They've silenced you. I've been banned from Facebook and Twitter multiple times. Roger Stone has been convicted. Everything is falling apart. Trump has not stood up for the internet censorship. We cannot speak anymore. We've lost our country. As you said today, we live in clown world. Now is the time to make a stand, because if we don't, Alex, I'm afraid we're not going to have a country to come home to. This truly scares me with the every fiber of my being. I've seen horrible things in my line of work, and the way this world is going, I don't know what's going to happen anymore, brother.
Well, evil thinks it can do whatever it wants, and you're absolutely right. And when we look at what's happening to Roger Stone, again, it's not about Roger Stone. It's about everybody.
No, Roger is no.
I mean, we're not just saying that this trial was a kangaroo court. It's flagrantly on so many fronts. I'm not going to list it all again. It's mind-blowing. They let the right-wing watch run by Soros blow a rat up at the entrance. They let people jump out and put signs over him saying criminal, guilty, Russian spy. If anybody tried to have a pro sign anywhere blocks around, they'd arrest him. The judge saying, you're not allowed to call for a pardon. You have no speech, or I'll put you in jail. The prosecutor's calling for my arrest. All of this is just insane.
We have is the Christian crowd and the Republican crowd, and I'll tell you why. Because we are loud and proud to scream our voices in our church houses and on shows like this, or in our private homes where nobody can hear our conservative or whatever thoughts you want to call them, anything that's not from the devil, liberal. Now we need to stop singing our own praises and patting ourselves on the back and get out in the world and actually say something. And the best thing we could all do, I wish I had the means and the time and the way to go to Washington, D.C. myself, stand in front of the White House as you have multiple times throughout your career, screaming my head off for people to wake up, because nothing else is going to work. I was at the Trump rally in Dallas whenever you came by on the armored truck. I loved it. it made my day. Just seeing that made the smiles on people's faces. You could see a light in their eyes they haven't had in years. If we don't see more like that, we're going to lose everything. I see people in my line of work where they're going to go along with whatever. I mean, if gun confiscation comes, I've heard them flat out say, well, I got to keep my job. I'm going to do what I got to do.
Well, do they have any idea what that's going to trigger? Again, they're not thinking a few steps down. God bless you, and I appreciate you, sir. Thanks for calling. Yeah, they're scared of InfoWars because they're scared of the idea of standing up. They're scared of the idea of taking action. They're scared of the idea of people that don't bow to them. And then once you start bowing, it's like dominoes. There's no end to what we don't bow down to. Let's go ahead and talk to Johnny in Florida. Johnny, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Sad day today, man. I'm just wondering what we're going to do here, man. I ended up calling the White House a few times to the point where one of the ladies who answered the phone said, don't you got nothing better to do? And now if you call the White House to leave a message for Roger Stone, for the president, they've shut off the recording system. So my question to you is, what do we do, brother?
We got to go stand around there with bullhorns and demand a pardon. That's what they say is terrorist and criminal and can cause violence and insurrection. I guess they're going to try to send Antifa to stop us because we're not planning anything violent. But that's what they're afraid of you. They always tell you, oh, go protest over at the mall, and the media ignores it. No, surround the White House with bullhorns. I can tell you the Secret Service, everybody supports this. And just let all the cowards in the White House, because Trump's good, but he's surrounded by cowards, know that don't run from Roger Stone. He was wrongfully convicted. It's a kangaroo court. Don't say, oh, well, Hillary lied too. Say he's pardoned. And again, that sends a message that it's fraudulent and that we don't just sit there and let their judicial tyranny. He's got a Justice Department that's either corrupt or compromised or scared. Well, Trump's got the executive power to checkmate. Just like you've got higher courts that can overturn, you know, convictions and things. Well, the president can do that, too. And the people are going to stand with him. He needs to pardon Roger Stone. It's that simple.
With you, men like Donald Trump and Roger Stone, but it really feels like we're being picked apart now. It feels like we need to look to you for the right guidance and what is our next move, because if we just sit around, brother, guess what? It ain't going to be long before your standard for count. And then what are we going to do without you?
Well, everybody has to continue on whatever happens. And I'm telling you, this corrupt system's going down. And Trump doesn't want to move too fast against him. He thinks that they'll be able to use that. No, we need action. And that's obviously the right thing. What's dangerous is letting them continue to do all this craziness. And it's that simple. We need indictments now. We need Roger to be pardoned. It's not for any Russia stuff. It's all made up. He didn't do anything. And I think the president will do the right thing. But that shows they're getting a lot of phone calls. If they call and they don't even have a recording system or they ignore you like that, that is outrageous. We should find the regular lines. There's other backup lines. They probably diverted that line. They have to keep the lines open by law. Look up alternate numbers of the White House, please, guys. And let's give out other ones. That's the main switchboard, 202-456-1414, 202-456-1414. They'll have to turn it back on later, so just call tonight and call tomorrow. And again, if you live in the area, get in there and bullhorn and say free Roger Stone. They're trying to threaten and intimidate all of the people around him. And you can also, while you're still allowed to be on Twitter or whatever, we have the free Roger Stone that David Knight tweeted out. And people can print that off. I'm going to put that up on InfoWars. You can hand print that and say free Roger Stone, InfoWars.com under it. That message hung up around everywhere sends that message of the power of the people on the ground. Like, we'll post that to the live feed article on InfoWars about Roger Stone convicted, faces 50 years in prison. We'll add that flyer in there with InfoWars.com on it as well because I want my John Hancock on that baby. And then I think everybody should print that out and hang that up. Also with InfoWars Lives, with my picture on there, because they hate those images of the resistance. Thank you so much, Kale. Or calls straight ahead, InfoWars.com. I spend a lot of time reminding the InfoWars family of listeners and viewers that without you, we won't be on the air. And I spent a lot of time thanking you. But I really think you should thank yourself for keeping us on the air and really changing the world for the better and raising the alarm as modern Paul Revere's. But something I should spend more time on is just reminding you that these products are really amazing. You've got that pledge from me, but you've seen the third-party test out there, the air filtration, the water filtration. The supplements are all the very best you're going to find out there. And you can't fund an operation anywhere else that's fighting the globalists this hard. So it's not a burden to support InfoWars. It really is something that is good for everybody, that stands for justice and freedom and makes your life and your family's life and your children's life so much better. So visit InfoWarsStore.com today.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222. To discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
One darkness. They want to shut down our speech. They can do whatever they want to us, whenever they want, however they want. Tyler Nixon, longtime Roger Stone confidant and friend. He's also been his personal lawyer, but he does not represent him in this criminal case where he's now been indicted on all counts, facing 50 years in prison for a thought crime, getting Donald John Trump elected. I talked to reporters that were in the room today, and they said that it was just spectacular what was going on, claiming that Roger and I were planning some insurrection and violence, and he had to be put in jail and all the rest of it. Tyler Nixon cannot confirm or deny that. He won't talk to me about that on the phone. He said, whatever I say is going to be on air, and that's it. So that's how much tyranny we're witnessing, and that's my view, not his. We have to preface all of this. So, Tyler Nixon, I know you've been with Roger basically all day. I don't know what you're going to tell us. I don't know what you can say because, you know, they'll punish Roger for our speech. I'm told by reporters that he's not even supposed to say, pardon me. He's just supposed to, I guess, just put his head in the noose. But Tyler Nixon joins us via audio Skype, and thank you for coming on with us, Tyler.
Well, it's always good to be with you, Alex. I wish we were together under better circumstances. This whole thing has been such an incredible, astounding abuse of power on the order of tyranny, the likes of which I don't think this country's ever seen, frankly. I mean, the criminalization of politics, the criminalization of political activity, opposition research, where investigating your opponents becomes obstruction of justice. Where, you know, a man who's a private citizen who was grilled by partisan adversaries, enemies, really, in a closed door secret committee hearing is then charged with crimes over their gotcha questions. You know, a handful out of nearly 600 questions posed. The same people who had who had up to 6 months before that essentially accused the same witness, Roger Stone, of treason. Involving, you know, WikiLeaks and whatever whatever they were cooking up at the time. And these are treated as though they're disinterested investigators, as though they're impartial, objective, truth seekers, you know, Adam Schiff, Eric Swalwell. And then on top of that, you have this loose leftist, militant witness, quote unquote, Credico, who is just a disgraceful liar as far as I'm concerned. He is a liar. He's had multiple different stories that he's told. His whole version of events evolved, whereas Roger's told the same thing from the beginning. He basically gaslit Roger, giving Roger the impression that this guy Credico had some connection or some sort of inside information, none of which Roger ever received anyway. He never had any kind of inside information. Even Julian Assange himself came out and said, Roger Stone has only said what repeated or, you know, confirmed or went on the air and talked about what we had publicly released already. So there's no underlying crime involved. Even if they were speaking, it wouldn't have been a crime. Yet Roger Stone is caught and snared in this. You know what it is? This is a malicious prosecution by partisans who are intent on taking the head of the highest trophy, so to speak, trophy target that they can, that is connected to President Trump. And it's a disgusting miscarriage of justice. And I would like to say again, I speak for myself only. Roger Stone does not even know that I'm appearing on this. I don't speak for him in any way. This is my own opinions. You know, having been an observer there, I'm not on his defense team. I've advised him.
Sure. And we've already added those provisos. I mean, look at how this country's paralyzed under Soviet-style tyranny. It's a giant political trial. Roger wasn't supposed to point out that there was never Russia collusion. They said it wasn't about Trump, the judge said. Then the whole prosecution was about Trump and playing clips reportedly of me every day. Out of context, and then I heard from reporters that they were saying that we were planning an insurrection and violence, and so he had to be put in jail, and that the gag continues when that's unconstitutional, and you won't even respond to that when I've talked to you off air. You won't tell me how Roger is. I mean, this isn't America. These gag orders have all been found unconstitutional in the past, haven't they? But, oh, that's a gag order on the case, so Tyler Nixon probably can't talk about that. Can you talk about the weather, Tyler Nixon?
Well, it's damp and dank here in Washington, as always, even when it's a sunny day. This place is a cesspool of corruption. I mean, think of the Kafkaesque insanity of, you know, where they call exposing their corruption digging up dirt. You know, it's like the emails, for example, that WikiLeaks released. How would they be dirt if they weren't dirt. These own people's communications showing what corrupt, manipulative, ruthless megalomaniacs they are. And it's treated as though, oh, well, we're trying to manufacture. You know, they accuse us of what they're constantly doing. They've seized control of sections of our government, law enforcement, the most important. The president himself immediately trumped out, not necessarily direct support for Roger, but he said, you know, Stone, here, a private citizen and a consultant and, you know, admittedly a hardball politico, someone who doesn't run around wrapped in sanctimony and phony self-righteousness like our, you know, his opponents do, which is why they hate him, because he really just, you know, is honest about who he is and what he does and frankly about who they are and what they do. But they're the ones wrapped in sanctimony. He's the one going down while McCabe, Stroke, or down the line, all these liars and fabricators, Brennan, Clapper. Brennan lied on public television, an open hearing before Congress, about tapping, wiretapping.
He said the NSA has never listened to one American. It's like saying Santa Claus doesn't wear a red and white suit. Now let's expand on this, though, of what you're able to get into as Roger Stone's friend. Can we talk about how's Roger doing? Or is that okay with Judge Jackson?
Yeah. Well, you know what? I'm an American citizen. I'm a patriot. I'm a veteran who served in combat service. And, you know, no potentate, you know, self-appointed authoritarian, whatever have you, leftist Obama appointee is going to tell me that I can't speak out about what I choose to speak out about. And, you know, the bottom line is that Roger is a fighter. And you'd be surprised. I mean, he's resilient. I've never seen someone so calm and, you know, cool and collected and resolute in his case, because he knows he's innocent, you know, and it's, you know, one would think you'd be outraged, you'd be broken down, but, you know, Roger is a fighter, a survivor. He's endured a lot in his life. I mean, this is a horrible thing to go through for he and Nydia, especially, you know, Roger's a family man. You know, he may be a bare knuckle brawler, when it comes to the political realm, but, you know, behind the scenes, he's a good guy. You know, he's somebody.
No, right. He is tough. I've kind of described it as, you know, scared of the judge and all this. But what else is he supposed to do? Caught in the jaws of this thing. We should all be praying for Roger. And I'm told by callers, when you call the White House now, they just don't even let you leave a message and say, why are you wasting your time for Roger? That's the type of people they have answering the phones. Trump's just surrounded by trash. Sure, some of the folks answering the phones are good. Here's an alternate number, 202-456-1111, 202-456-1111, 202-456-1414. Trump needs to pardon him, doesn't he? I mean, I guess if there's a gag on the case, are we even supposed to say that sentencing is February 6th? Or I guess you can't talk about that.
Well, first of all, StoneDefenseFund.com, because now, unfortunately, we've got to get into the appeal phase, because I think there are definitely areas to be looked at for either reversible errors or, you know, hijinks or just, you know, incompetence in certain cases. I really think that he has some avenues there. But the bottom line is StoneDefenseFund.com. Anybody who can give a hand. We, you know, Roger needs it. I mean, this is just really a backbreaking thing for anybody to go through.
Sure, Tyler. I mean, specifically, though, I know you can't confirm or deny any of this in this great tyranny we live in, but, I mean, I heard this from reporters about the prosecutor, the lead guy, talking about how he's going to be put in jail, and I do, because we're planning to hurt public safety. Did you hear that?
Oh, I mean, I can tell you about that. There was an open court. So, you know, as soon as the verdicts were in, you come to the judge's decision as to what, you know, whether she's going to release him on his own, you know, not recognizance, but basically release him under his conditions that he was being, you know, existing before for his conditions of release until the February 6th sentencing.
Hold on, it's a cliffhanger. Short break, come back with Tyler Nixon, final segment, then War Room with Elvis Royer. It's just insane what's going on. Stay with us.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans tip of the day. Many veterans are unsure what benefits they have earned for their service. Here is your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans tip of the day. The VA can't help you until they know who you are. So go to the VA.gov website and look for a DD-214. Fill it out and you'll get a copy of your service record. Take it to the local VA office to see what benefits you can qualify for. You protected us, so it's time for America to protect you. This has been your veterans tip of the day.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Folks, Alex Jones here in the last segment of InfoWars Live. I'm going to go over and co-host the War Room from 3 to 6 p.m. with Owen Schroyer and Kale. I mixed up names earlier, sorry. Kale, Jeff, Aaron, Wild, Danny, Dominic, and Tyler. If you call the other number in the next 5 minutes, we're going to open it up for the other studio. I will go right to your calls. Then go ahead and fade the music down, thanks. We will go right to your phone calls right as we start the next show. InfoWars.com/show. The live show is linked up at drudgereport.com. We'll add the feed of the War Room there as continual live coverage of the Roger Stone Show trial. Tyler Nixon, confidant of Roger Stone, he's also a lawyer, but not the lawyer in this case, was there and he witnessed some of what I heard from reporters, these bizarre statements about wanting to keep Roger in prison because we're planning some sort of insurrection. So this is more incredible prosecutory attempted tyranny if confirmed. Tyler, I'm all ears, believe me. Tell us what you saw.
Well, so basically, to pick up where I left off, he was deciding whether he could be released or, you know, because normally a defendant could be taken when they're convicted right then. They could march him off. And this Jonathan Kravis, the lead prosecutor, stood up and started going on about how Roger had violated the gag order previously and that given that the presumption is now against him because he's been convicted and that something about Alex – he said Jones. I don't even think he said Alex Jones. He said something about Jones' comment, indicates that the defendant had violated the blah, blah, blah. And we think because of the community interests and basically said he wanted Roger carted off to prison right there. I mean, these people are twisted, sick individuals. They are malicious, malign, soulless as far as I'm concerned. And, you know, whatever. I don't really give a crap what they think or have to say or whether I'm commenting on this. Again, these are my comments, my observations. And thankfully, I will say for the judge, she was very measured about it. She said, look, I don't have any reason to believe Mr. Stone has complied, you know, since the gag order kerfuffle. He had appeared at every appearance. He's been there with, you know, bells on, so to speak. And he has complied with everything. And she said, I have no reason to believe he would violate it. So I'm going to let him, you know, be released. Conditioned upon his continuing to have a gag order on him, which I find totally outrageous. It's outrageous in the first place because, I mean, he wasn't even convicted of anything. He was simply accused, and he had his First Amendment rights eliminated right there because, you know, of her taking recognizance of media reports.
I was told by the media reports also that Jacinta Fairbanks is saying that Rogers said that he fears for his life in prison like Epstein.
Yeah, I would if I were him. I mean, honestly, you don't know.
But why, as his confidant, are you not allowed to say that, yes, Roger fears for his life? Because it's the case. The man fears for his life in these dangerous, deep state-run prisons, and we should be able to say it. I mean, if Roger told me he fears for his life, I should be able to say it, damn it.
I mean, he's never said that to me. But, I mean, I don't think Roger's a pretty fearless guy. You know, he's definitely not.
he's worried they might Epstein.
Well, I mean, I'd be worried about that as his friend because they're so ruthless and so hateful toward, I mean, just the hatred that you could just see. These are angry, evil people who have just malicious, malign intent, and they have really no concern about, like, the man's family or anything. It's about notches in their prosecutorial gun belts. It's about, you know, doing one for their overseers like Hillary. And, you know, all the people behind the scenes, you know, I have no doubt that they've been back channeling with Adam Schiff all along, you know, in violation certainly of the Intelligence Committee rules, as well as who knows what other DOJ ethics and other, you know, regulations might be violated. But
and as Trump said today, have you ever seen what's happened in the history of Congress during impeachment, it being in the Intelligence Committee and Republicans can't ask questions?
No, I mean, the whole thing is just a staged. And, you know, what's sad is that the treatment of Roger Stone was like a prototype for how they've rolled this out, and nobody held them to account. For example, when they heard his testimony in executive session, and the Intelligence Committee rules explicitly say that you shall not, and they sign a written oath in addition to their oaths of office saying they will, you know, obey those rules. It says you will not disclose, discuss, or even cause to be disclosed or discussed any information provided in an executive session. Adam Schiff wasn't minutes after Roger Stone's testimony on the air and Swalwell discussing and disclosing his testimony, and nothing happens to these people.
And let's go further here. The Justice Department and federal law enforcement at the top has been doing whatever they want to Mexican drug cartels and stuff like that for a long time. Now they're going after the political media class, treating us like we're hardened criminals, like they are, a lot of them, and people aren't going to put up with it. And that's it, period. Period. Well, just because they called me last week a mafia don, intimidating witnesses, and have federal prosecutors that Obama appointed calling for my arrest in the news doesn't mean I'm a criminal when they call for Don Jr. to be arrested. And, of course, now it's come out. Of course you're supposed to say who whistleblowers are in the press. But this is the hoax where a federal prosecutor calls up the media and tells Google, block the name Eric Ciramella, and they did it. That is so damn dangerous.
Yeah. This is the definition of fascism, Alex, when you have large corporate entities that control major portions of, say, an economy, in this case, you know, information flow, and they work hand in hand with an authoritarian government where you can't tell the difference. You can't tell where, you know, the digital media complex, you know, massive information complex ends and the government begins. And you know, they're exploiting it, and it's all one way. And the reason they're coming after us and after, you know, you so hard is obvious, because you're effective and they're scared. You know, otherwise they wouldn't care. They don't go after people who are irrelevant to them. So it's kind of a badge of honor and an homage to your effectiveness. You know, that they're coming after you and Roger Stone. And you know, the president must pardon Roger Stone. End of story. I mean, I cannot believe that he would let his longest standing soldier, who took the hits for him. Roger could have pled out and basically made up a bunch of stories like some of these witnesses have, like some of the people who testified against him and perjured themselves, and gotten off, you know, with no charges. He could have made this all go away if he had just made up lies about the president. He said, I will not do that. I will never do that. I will never testify or give false witness against the president. And, you know, he took a hit from, frankly, Trump's DOJ. This is under the authority of President Trump that this was done, and Roger Stone was prosecuted. And President Trump needs to start using his authority to right these wrongs and to mitigate the destruction being done by his political enemies, who are absolutely insane with power and are ruthless. And, you know, we need to stop playing games. He needs to start using the executive
authority. Well, Tyler, you're on fire. I don't even want Roger all day. Hell, he might be there in the room, but we can't say.
He's not.
You got another lawyer there. You were telling me about him. He should come on. Is there any way?
Yeah, absolutely.
Is there any way you could take like a 10, 15 minute break or an hour break, whatever you need, and come on the War Room with Owen Schroyer next?
I would. I just confirmed that, actually. I will absolutely come on, and we'll try to get the video fixed up, too.
By the way, that's Roger Stone's old show that now Steve Bannon has his show called War Room.
No kidding. Yeah. I'll tell you what, Steve Bannon, you know, I don't know how these people can be considered as anything but adversaries, if not enemies of the president, to go in and throw Roger Stone under the bus, as Steve Bannon did, with a bunch of nonsense about, you know, this vague testimony about Roger Stone being an access point for WikiLeaks. Where's the evidence? Not to mention,
I was in on all that with Roger when he was talking to Bannon, and he told me, yeah, I told Bannon we're trying to get a person to talk to him to find out what it is. We're told it's Hillary. That was all over the news. This was totally innocuous, insane garbage. Tell me, Tyler, how long until you're on the War Room coming up next? I want to have your associate on as well. I'm told he's well-spoken lawyer that has a lot to say.
He is. You know, what did you want to – how long until I can come on?
How about we take
– I would need to maybe like about a half hour in.
Yeah, that's perfect, because I got a bunch of callers that were left on hold here. I'm going to go to the War Room now, and then in 30 minutes we'll talk to you. God bless you. StoneDefenseFund.com.
Yep, absolutely. Thanks, Alice. We'll talk to you in a bit.
All right. Thank you so much. All right. We're going to end this live transmission. It'll be archived. It's linked up on drudgereport.com in the article link there. Powerful 4 hours. I'm going to go over. Owen's going to start up. He's going to go right to your calls for Kale and Jeff and Wild and Danny and all the folks that have been holding. They're kind of leaving him in this studio. Maybe we're just going to go out of this studio, the show. That's what we're doing for the next program. We're out of the other studio. Okay, I'll let you guys call the shots. A lot going on here. Great crew. You're changing things minute to minute as I give them new directives. So thanks to the crew. Thanks to all the listeners and viewers. I'm going to end this show, the Alex Jones Show, the War Room with Owen Schroyer, formerly Roger Stone Show. It's about to start. Owen's going to be over there the first segment. I'll be joining him second segment. We'll get through your phone calls. Then we're going to have Tyler Nixon, who witnessed all this, back on. You can see he was saying more and more as he went. He's a great patriot, great Army veteran, great lawyer, of course, in the whole Nixon family. It looks like Richard Nixon, interesting guy. Great guy, straight shooter, too. You know, we're talking Boy Scout. We're going to be talking to that fella coming up in the next couple hours at Infowars.com/show and band.video. The War Room, Owen Schroyer, easiest place to find it. Infowars.com/show, second show down. War Room or band.video, whatever show's live, goes right to the top. Please keep spreading it and sharing it. They don't want this information out. They want it silenced. They hate you and your family. Spread the links.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.